Tim Kronhaus at your side. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, doing my usual thing at this time each week. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I've been in medicine over 30 years. I've been practicing cardiology right outside of Orlando for almost 25 years. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist, and I'd love to help you get to the next step. If you've tried to attack the medical entity with yourself lately, it's just a medical maze. It's hard to navigate. I saw it in my office this week with several patients trying to do it themselves. It's very difficult. I'd love to help you get to the next step. If you have a question about yourself, your spouse, your kids, your parents, anything you'd like to ask me, head to Toe Medicine. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Ground rules, I promise you I won't embarrass you. I will try to entertain you. I try to educate you. I've been told by a lot of people along the years that I'm a good teacher, and I'll let you decide. I'll bring you up to date on all the health news. I read most of the important medical journals that come out each week, the ones that pile up on your doctor's desks, and I will pick out the important results, the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle, hopefully improve the quality of your health, help you live a little longer, and along the way, I hope we'll have some fun. I'll take your calls. There's no paperwork. There's no bills. We pay for the call toll-free from anywhere in America. They tell me this is the most listened-to health news talk radio show in America, and I'd love to help you join me. If you know anybody who enjoys health news, medicine, cutting-edge health, tell them about Good Day Health at this time. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. It's toll free. 1-888-553-7536. I'm usually with the honor of having as my co-host one of the nation's leading radio hosts in America, Doug Steffen, and he's given me the opportunity this week to be alone with you. I'd like to thank Doug. I hope he has a wonderful weekend. 1-888-55-DRKN. I promise you we have some lines open right now, but I promise you if you wait till later into the first or second hour, you will just not get on. It's almost predictable. The lines are initially open, but then they just pack up and you can't get through. The medical breakthrough of the week this week is an interesting one. The FDA, our friends at the Food and Drug Administration, they were very busy this week with breakthroughs, but they've approved a first-of-a-kind heart-zapping implant from Boston Scientific that does not directly touch the heart. This is amazing. This is an implantable defibrillator. It uses thin wires to send electrical signals that disrupt dangerous heart rhythms. Surgeons, they've traditionally connected the wires to the heart through a blood vessel in the upper chest. The new device from Boston Scientific uses wires that sit just below the skin's surface and do not need to be threaded through the heart's blood vessels. Sudden cardiac death, it affects hundreds of thousands of people. I'm sure you've all heard about it, that person who, it's horrible, suddenly just collapses. It's almost always due to an electrical instability in the heart. We call this ventricular, the lower part of the heart. Fibrillation, beating like a bag of worms, or ventricular from the bottom of the heart. Tachycardia, beating so rapidly. If the heart is not shocked within a few minutes, because when it pumps from the bottom that rapidly, it can't effectively deliver blood to the brain. If it's not shocked back into regular rhythm in a few minutes, you collapse, you will have permanent brain damage, and most people don't survive this. Even when it occurs in the hospital, unfortunately, often you don't survive. But outside of the hospital, if you don't get immediate care, it's unfortunately not one that you're going to live to tell about. And the nice news is that we now have a much easier way to implant this device that will save your life. I have grown up in my medical career in this whole field. I started in medicine before we had the opportunity to implant these devices. And then when they started, they were gigantic. They would be put in the abdomen. The wires would go through the blood vessels. It was a major procedure to do this. And then they got nice and portable, like a pacemaker. You get a little battery under the skin, and now the electrodes go through the vein into the heart. But the breakthrough this week is that this will be the first way to do it with wires that just go right under the skin. You don't even have to put it into any blood vessel, and a major breakthrough from Boston Scientific. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. Let's kick off the festivities in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and welcome Matthew to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Matthew, welcome to Good Day Health.
Good morning.
Hi, Matthew. How are you today?
I'm just fine. My question to you is there a cure for the hepatitis C virus? And if there is, I'll take my answer on air.
Well, stay with me, Matthew.
Okay.
Hepatitis C, it's an infection caused by a virus. It attacks the liver, and it leads to inflammation. And most people who are infected, they have no symptoms. And most people don't even know they have this until liver damage. It can show up decades later, and it's often picked up during routine medical tests. How are you diagnosed with this, Matthew?
Cirrhosis.
Exactly. You had no idea you had it, correct?
No, I didn't.
We used to be very concerned up until the early 1990s when we would give a blood transfusion because we didn't have the ability to check for this in the blood. We now are able to. Did you get a blood transfusion before the early 1990s?
Yes, I believe I did. I was in a car accident.
That is one of the risk factors, getting a blood transfusion or organ transplant before 1992, receiving clotting factor concentrate before 1987. Having AIDS can increase your risk of it, injecting illicit drugs. Healthcare workers who've been exposed to infected blood, myself, I don't have this, but someone like myself who is at increased risk of getting hepatitis C. And often it's picked up, unfortunately, the way it's picked up in your situation. There are a lot of treatments for this, fortunately. There are some antiviral medications. And in the hope that there is some treatment for you if the medications don't work, there's always liver transplant. Have you been through any of the antiviral medications?
Not yet. That's exactly why I'm calling you. I've heard a lot of pros and a lot of cons on it.
Well,
it's kind of scary.
In medicine, Matthew, it's always compared to what? Treatment isn't always necessary. Just because you have a hepatitis C infection doesn't necessarily mean that you need treatment if you only have slight liver abnormalities. But it sounds to me like you have some severe liver situations, so you're going to need treatment. And I hope that you're going to a doctor who specializes in this area, has a lot of experience treating this. And if you are at the point where it sounds like you are, I don't think you have a choice. You've got to look at this as this is going to save your life. And don't be fearful of this. Be fearful of not doing anything about it.
Okay.
Let me know how you do. Where are you going? Are you going to the University of Wisconsin?
No, I'm going to the, actually, I'm going to the Veterans Hospital down in Sablanke.
Okay, and
just, Wisconsin, actually.
And I hope that you're going to see a liver specialist there, a hepatologist, and just make sure that that person is very experienced with it. And if you get the impression that they're not up to date, then go and get a second opinion. And I hope you're not drinking alcohol. You want to avoid any medications that can cause damage to the liver. These are things like acetaminophen in excess, Tylenol. And just do your best to stay healthy and help prevent others from coming in contact with your blood. Okay, Matthew?
You betcha. I've been trying everything. I went to talk to another doctor in a second opinion, and he seemed to think that my liver is in such bad shape that treatment wouldn't help me either way.
Well, then you're going to be looking at, hopefully, at a liver transplant. You can't, the liver is like a filter in the body, and you can't live without a liver. And if your liver is end stage from cirrhosis, from scarring, then there are options, and that would be a liver transplant. And many can have this done very successfully and live a long life. Matthew in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, thanks so much for living to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, we're going to be talking about knee transplants. Is this how the folks today, the baby boomers, are transferring to their later life? Is it getting a knee transplant for everybody? Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Dr. Ken, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'd love to talk with you. I'll give out the phone number again. The lines are filling up, so get through them quickly so you don't lose out. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888, that's 888-553-7536, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. Evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions, and I'll bring you up to date on all the health news and the medical journals just this week. I was mentioning about knee replacements, and America has just seen a run on new knees since the 1990s. This was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Are you ready? The number of Americans getting knee replacement operations has jumped more than a whopping 100% over the past two decades, keeping many more older adults active and independent. Roughly 600,000 knee replacements are done on Medicare enrollees alone. These are patients 65 and older participating in our government's health insurance each year in America. And the total cost of all these knees, are you ready, is $9 billion. That's with a B, dollars a year. Knee replacements, they usually last about 15 to 20 years. Recovery from a knee replacement takes about 3 months and requires patients to undergo physical therapy. And there was another report this week in the American Journal of Sports Medicine about knee replacements that smokers fare worse after knee surgery. So if you're thinking about getting your knee replaced, you need to become the $6 million man or woman, you definitely want to not smoke. Another good reason to give up smoking. Smokers have worse outcomes after knee surgery than non-smokers, including less complete healing and more surgical complications. Again, this was out of the American Journal of Sports Medicine. This past week, smoking has a profound effect on circulation, so that means it even affects musculoskeletal healing. It's just amazing how, from head to toe, smoking adversely affects the body. Let's go to Sumter, South Carolina soon, and we'll get right when we come back. We will be going to Sumter, South Carolina. But before we do that, next, we're going to be talking about how suicide is killing so many Americans on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ken, taking your calls at Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, 1-888-55-DRKEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. Evidence-based answers to all your health care questions, 1-888-55-DRKEN. Let's go to Anderson, South Carolina, and welcome Steve. Steve, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning.
Hi.
The question I have is that 3 years ago, my liver almost started to fail totally. My weight ballooned out to 212. I was retaining a lot of fluid. But then I had a bout with MRSA.
And it seems like methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. Infection to treat.
Anyway, after I treated it, it seemed like it jump-started my immune system. And then, the doctor also increased one of my medications, my spironolactone. He increased the dosage. He upped my dosage 25 more milligrams a day. But since that time, my weight went down from 212 down to 172. Now I've got energy. I can walk 2 miles every day. And my MELD score has gone down from a 14 now. It's way well now between 12 and 13.
So, Steve, it sounds to me like you had some bad liver disease, and that's why you were on spironolactone. People who have problems getting the blood through the liver, it backs up and it accumulates. One of the places it accumulates is in the belly. We call this ascites. It sounds to me like that was a problem for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we give spironolactone, which is a special kind of diuretic to help get rid of especially fluid that accumulates when you have liver troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And then you developed a nasty infection, MRSA.
Yeah, in my leg.
And where did you catch the MRSA?
I have no idea. I just noticed it. I just noticed it one morning. I saw this big black spot right there. And I said, that doesn't look good. So that's when I went to the doctor, and then they diagnosed it. They said, you have MRSA.
Right. MRSA, you can get it being hospitalized, having an invasive medical device, residing in a long-term care facility, participating in contact sports, living in crowded or unsanitary conditions, men having sex with men. These are all the people who are at risk of getting MRSA.
Well, I have no idea how I got it. I just happened to see one day and said, I don't know what that is. And then when I went there, the first doctor looked at it and said, asked me if I'd been bitten by a brown recluse spider. And I said, I don't think so.
So, Steve, you're wondering if the MRSA treatment had any way of helping your liver condition?
Yeah, I want to know if it somehow it jump-started my immune system going back strong again.
You know, it's a little hard for me to connect the two. Usually MRSA does not affect, as a complication, the liver. It can affect your bloodstream, your lungs, your heart, your bones, your joints. But maybe just getting to the doctor and getting your spironolactone increased, getting the rest of your medication tuned up, just overall helped you. But, Steve, it sounds like you're doing better, and I'm glad. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Sumter, South Carolina. Lillian, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
I'm calling you about shortness of breath. I've had shortness of breath for the past 10 years. And the doctor said, I want an inhaler and a VENTOLIN. That's what I'm on.
Fentanyl.
And he wants to, and I have oxygen in my room, but I don't have it outside for me to go outside with it, which I need. And he said I'm going to have to get down to 88 for Medicare to kick in to help with the bill. And he wants me to run. I'm 85 years old, and I walk with a cane.
Ventolin is an inhaler or albuterol. It's used to prevent and treat wheezing and shortness of breath and chest tightness, which is caused by lung diseases, Lillian, such as asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We fondly call this COPD. Which one of these lung diagnoses do you have? Do you know?
COPD.
Okay. I guess you were a smoker at some point?
No, sir. Didn't ever do that.
Did you work in the factory?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so usually this is picked up by smoking. Sometimes it can be picked up by occupational. What kind of work did you do?
I was working in a factory doing different things.
Uh-huh. Do they think that's where you picked it up from?
I don't know whether I did or not.
And you feel like you could use some oxygen?
Yes, I do on the outside. You know, when I travel and when I go outside.
Uh-huh.
To the store or something like that.
Are you being seen by a pulmonologist, a lung doctor?
Yes, I am.
And they just say that your numbers are too good. They're not poor enough to qualify for Medicare. And even though you're not feeling well, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Lillian, I would just keep trying and maybe ask your doctor to call your Medicare carrier and explain it to them. But that's a sad thing that they go by these strict numbers, not necessarily how you're feeling. And that's the reality. Lillian, in Sumter, South Carolina, ask your doctor to make a call for you to Medicare, and maybe that'll help. Next, we're going to be talking about how suicide actually kills more Americans than car crashes. What can we do to prevent this? And we have a few lines open, 1-888-55-DRKEN. That's 1-888-55-DRKEN. You want to get through real quickly so you don't miss it.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Ken, 1-888-55-DRKN. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I answer all your health care questions from head to toe. Anything you'd like to ask a trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist. I've been in medicine for over 30 years. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania. I was trained as an MD and a PhD at the University of Pennsylvania. Then I went to Duke University. I was a medical intern and resident. And then I went on west to San Francisco, the University of California, San Francisco. Spent several years there finishing my training in cardiology. And I've been in a town right outside of Orlando practicing cardiology for almost 25 years now. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I'd love to help you get to the next step. Have you been to the doctor's office lately? It's a revolving door medicine. By the time you get in, you're out. You leave with many questions unanswered. You forgot the questions. There wasn't time. I'd love to answer any questions you have. Are you looking for some other options, some other solutions? Have you had a problem that can't get diagnosed? I'll take the easy ones. I love the hard ones. Maybe we can solve some unanswered questions, give you some objective solutions, give you some alternatives. I'm a very traditionally trained physician, as you just heard, but I like to take the best from traditional medicine, the best from evidence-based alternative medicine. I consider myself a blended physician. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's toll free from anywhere in America. 1-888-553-7536. Questions about yourself, your friends, your spouses, your kids, your family, mom, dad, anyone you'd like to ask me about. If you'd like to see the website, it's drkenshow.com. You can email me. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. Yes, you do get wonderful things for free. Each week we prepare the newsletter. It's just a little extra bit of information we don't have time to deliver on the show. It's based on information your doctors are reading about in the medical journals. We pick a topic, a subject, and we look at the medical literature from the past 3 months, practical information, quickly adding to your lifestyle, helping you live longer, helping you improve the quality of your life. This week, it's the latest news about infectious diseases. You can go to my website, drkenshow.com. In the upper left-hand corner, you can sign up. You can also go to dougsteffen.com and sign up at his website. And you can call me, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. The lines are filling up quickly, so please don't wait. You'll be very frustrated. Let's go down to Key West, Florida, and welcome Don. Don, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Don.
Good morning. I enjoy your program, Dr. Ken.
Bless your heart.
I had DVT back in 92, and I've been wearing compression stockings ever since then. Now, there's a new doctor in town who wants to perform the venous ablation of my veins to destroy them. The question is to you, is it a safe operation, and will it help my swollen leg condition?
Sure, Don. Great question. Let me talk to you about this new procedure. And in the right hands, the medical literature shows that the 5-year success rate is about 93% to 98%. And this goes by various names. Doctors usually call this endovenous thermal ablation. What happens is the surgeon inserts a very thin tube, or what we call a catheter, into the enlarged vein, and then heat is applied through the tip of the catheter, and when the catheter is withdrawn, heat causes the vein to collapse and the blood to reroute through healthier veins. And this catheter-assisted method, it can use radio frequency waves or lasers to also close the veins that are not functioning properly. I would ask your doctor how much experience they have. It's a minimally invasive procedure. And again, in a physician who is skilled in doing this, you know, I wouldn't want to be his first case, but the success rate is 93% to 98% 5 years later.
He's going to use strictly laser heat, not the radio frequency. Do you think this radio heat laser would be all right? I mean, the heat laser instead of the radio frequency?
I think that if you have to ask your doctor what his experience is, where he was trained to do this, and what his 5-year success rate is. And if he's quoting you numbers like I just said, then that sounds to me like it's worthwhile doing.
Do you think it would help my ankles? I've got, you know, circulation problems down there. It stays black and blue like the symptoms of DVT. You think that will clear up a little bit?
Well, you know, now you want me to take out my crystal ball, and it's a little hard for me to give you that kind of medical advice without examining your legs. Obviously the surgeon who wants to do this feels that it will, or he wouldn't be proposing this, I hope.
Okay.
Is that correct, Don?
Yes, he's a cardiologist. He's a cardiologist, but he does this.
Did you ask the doctor the question you just asked me?
Not yet. I'll see him Thursday, but he set me up for it already with my lab work on my blood and an ultrasound on the arteries to see if my circulation is okay.
Don, I want you to ask the doctor, because this is not a medical emergency, obviously.
Correct.
And I want you to ask the doctor the questions that I just gave you. And if you have any doubt, you know, you got to listen to what your gut reaction is. You know, listen to that tummy talking. And if you have any doubt, go ahead and get a second opinion, because this is not a medical emergency. Don in Key West, Florida, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go out to Kansas, Emporia, Kansas, and welcome Dale. Dale, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Dale.
Hello, thank you. As I told your screener, I was involved in an accident, a couple 49 Fords back in 1960 between my grade school and high school. It killed my mother. It ended my sports. The first kid I hit when they let me go back out as a freshman, and I had electricity going down my spine. I spent 28 and a half years in the fire department, and did pretty good. But as soon as I retired, we're talking 12 years ago, then I had to have an operation. And I started, his muscles started coming back, and I started doing good. And about 2 or 3 years ago, it started coming in on me again, and the MRIs really aren't showing anything. I've lost a lot of muscle weakness. It's the upper body, and I can't really, my grip's about gone, and like I said, the MRI isn't showing anything.
So, Dale, give me a second. Give me a second. I hear your pain. So you have all of these symptoms, and nobody can find a physical cause, or no one has yet to find the exact physical cause. Is that it in a nutshell?
Right.
Okay, let me help you. Take a deep breath, because I want to help you. And believe me, this is no fun way to be living. I hear it. I understand it. And I want you to find a kind of doctor that you're probably not familiar with. It's called a physical medicine and rehab physician. It goes by the abbreviation PMR, Peter Mary Robert. Physical medicine rehab. These are MDs. They're trained just like the rest of us, and they're remarkable folks. They use mostly physical therapy, a little bit of medication, and they only go to surgery when it's absolutely necessary, but they can do a head-to-toe musculoskeletal evaluation, and they can help you with the diagnosis, because that's what you need first. You can't even begin to think about treatment until you get a diagnosis. And I don't want you leaving from your consultation without knowing what's your diagnosis or what's going to be done to figure out your diagnosis. And then once they get it, they will use the gentlest, simplest methods to help you get better. Okay, Dale?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Dale, it's been a pleasure. Let me know how you do. Dale in Emporia, Kansas, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go a little north of me, a state I love, North Carolina. Taught me so much medicine. I was a medical intern and resident at Duke University. I love so much. Charlotte, North Carolina. Lori, you're on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Just fine. Thanks so much for calling. How are things in North Carolina?
Beautiful. The weather is nice and cool again. It's beautiful here. Thank you.
It's a lovely state.
Thank you. My question for you, doctor, is my husband was just diagnosed with colon cancer this past week. We're going to for a follow-up next week to decide the plan of action, what needs to be done, and to tell us the stage of the cancer, and so on and so on. Right now we're just seeing a general surgeon. My question is that something that a general surgeon is equipped to handle, or should I maybe like look for like an oncologist or like a GI specialist?
Sure, Lori. Let me help you through this. The first person, what you're asking is such an important question. It's in the big picture. It's called coordination of medical care. And you should not have to do this. This is why it's so important to have a good primary care physician, because a good primary care doctor will either help you or do this for you. Does your husband have a primary care physician?
Yes, he does, sir, yes.
Okay, great. And who diagnosed this initially, the primary care doctor?
He sent us to the surgeon to have a colonoscopy.
Okay. And that's, you know, that's okay. I guess you're just wanting to get a second opinion on your internist's coordination of care. And what an internist will usually do is either refer to a gastroenterologist, that's a medically trained doctor who does colonoscopies, or sometimes surgeons also do colonoscopies. And the colonoscopy has already been done, correct?
Correct, yes.
And that's where the and a biopsy was done?
He did a biopsy at the time, yes.
And the diagnosis has been made, correct?
Correct, yes.
And has the colon cancer gone anywhere else besides the colon, or we don't know that yet?
We don't know that yet. We go for our follow-up with the surgeon next week.
Okay. Well, I think you're doing okay. What I would want to do at this point also is you're going to need a surgeon who is experienced in treating colon cancer, but I would also ask your internist about getting an oncologist involved here also.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to add a medical input into this so that you get the best of all worlds, and that would complete an outstanding team to give your husband the best shot at doing as well as possible here.
Okay, thank you so much.
Lori in North Carolina, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, suicide now kills more Americans than car crashes on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about customers with an attitude. One day, I had the opportunity to go into a shop that I frequent a lot, and I went over to the manager, and I said, you know what, I just got to tell you, your customer service here is absolutely terrific. And she came back and said to me, I appreciate that. And I said, no, really, you make me feel important, you make me feel accepted, it's just great to do business here. What's your secret? And she said to me, this is very powerful, she said, well, I have great customers. Now, to me, that's a customer with an attitude, and that attitude is being great. Now, imagine for a moment, if we look at everybody around us, and we say, hey, you're great, you're contributing to my business, you're contributing to my life, you're contributing to my success. So look at everybody you know and say, thanks for being great to me. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 1 in 88 children in the U.S. is affected by autism, Asperger's, or pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS. While medications are available for behavioral issues like irritability or anxiety, there are no FDA-approved drugs to treat any of the core symptoms of these conditions, such as problems with social interaction and communication. According to board-certified psychiatrist Dr. David Posey, a new clinical research program called ConnectMe is enrolling children with autism, Asperger's, or PDD-NOS worldwide to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational drug on social interaction and communication.
There are significant unmet medical needs surrounding autism spectrum disorders. I have seen firsthand how children with these disorders struggle to interact with their peers, so I am encouraged by the ConnectMe clinical research program, which may provide new insights into the spectrum of autism disorders.
To learn more about ConnectMe or to see if your child is eligible to participate, call 877-900-8735 or visit ConnectMeTrials.com.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end-of-summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Don't miss out. End of summer clearance ends Sunday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Good Day Health with Dr. Ken out of the American Journal of Public Health this week. We learned that suicide, unfortunately, has surpassed car accidents as the number one cause of injury-related death in America. From 2000 to 2009, the death rate for suicide has ticked up 15%, while it decreased 25% for car wrecks. That's the good news, bad news. Death by unintentional poisoning, which includes drug overdoses, came in third behind car wrecks and suicide after increasing 128% from 2000 to 2009. If you know somebody who is depressed, always feel comfortable asking them if they've written a note, if they've given away their belongings, if they're thinking about hurting themselves. Don't think that just because you ask them, they're going to be more likely to commit suicide. You're going to put the idea in their head. That's not right. What it's going to do, it's like letting the steam out of the ears. It's like a safety valve, letting the pressure out. It may give them an opportunity to ventilate, get it off, out and you might actually save a life. So anyone who's depressed, always ask them about this. You may actually save a life. Next, we're going to be taking more calls on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, 1-888-55-DRKN, 1-888-55-DRKN, toll free from anywhere in America.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Day Health with Dr. Ken, answering all your health care questions and bringing up to date on all the health news in the medical journals this week. Thousands of journals published each year, and I try to get the articles that are breakthroughs that can help you improve the quality of your life and also answer all your health care questions. We're on for 2 hours each week, 1-888-55-DRKN. Tell your friends, your family, if you like what you hear, I'd love to help all of these folks. Let's go to Jackson, Tennessee, and welcome Sharon. Sharon, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Sharon.
Hello, Dr. Ken. I called you a few weeks ago about the headaches. You told me to go get an MRI on my head. I haven't heard anything back from the neurologist. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is something called temporal arteritis.
Yes.
Yeah, this is something I'm looking at myself because it's something that my mother had. The thing about it is that I cannot take aspirin, nor can I take any kind of whatever you call it. I have the sore throat. The thing that bothers me is also tongue pain.
Well, temporal arteritis or giant cell arteritis, Sharon, this is an inflammation of the lining of your arteries. The arteries are the blood vessels which carry the oxygen-rich blood from your heart to the rest of your body. And it's often on the side of your head, the temporal artery. It gets very inflamed and it causes a severe headache. And it often becomes a medical emergency. You need prompt treatment with corticosteroid medication. And this usually relieves the symptoms and can prevent vision loss. What is done, this is diagnosed usually initially with a blood test, what we call a sedimentation rate. This is a measurement of inflammation in the body. Has any blood work been collected?
No, that's the next step because of my visual problem.
If you went to a neurologist, a specialist in the brain, a medical specialist of the brain, I have to believe that that was one of the possibilities of the cause of your headache that went through this neurologist's mind. And if the neurologist didn't order any blood work, correct?
Nope, he just said get an MRI first.
Okay, so I have to hope that the neurologist was not thinking that this was temporal arthritis. Are you having, where's the pain in the head right now?
It goes along the temple, along the side, the temple, and up the back of the cranial. And I've had the continual sore throat. The tongue pain is what's weird, and along the back of the neck, and sometime around the shoulder area. And the visual problem where I'm having to wear sunglasses a lot.
Okay, well, you are having some symptoms. Persistent severe head pain and tenderness is definitely one. Decreased vision or double vision is another symptom. Are you having any scalp tenderness?
Yes, yes.
Are you having any jaw pain?
Yes, yes.
Any fever?
Yes, yes.
Well, you certainly sound like you may have diagnosed yourself appropriately. Do you have the phone number of the neurologist?
Yes, I do.
I would, as soon as possible, give a call to the neurologist and tell them that you now have all of these symptoms that you just mentioned.
That's something I looked at myself.
It's okay. You did a great job.
Do you know anything about fibrogen?
Well, that's one of the blood tests. That's one of the blood tests that is sometimes used to diagnose this, but especially a sedimentation rate and a C-reactive protein, and that's sometimes another blood test. I would call today as soon as possible the neurologist. You can tell them you spoke to another doctor and let them know that you have all of these symptoms now accumulating. And get to it as soon as possible. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Everybody holding on, please wait through the hour. We'll be back. We'll continue to provide you a weekly update of the latest breaking medical news in all the medical journals. 1-888-55-DRKEN is the phone number. You can start getting in line for the second hour. You can go to my website, drkenshow.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. DougStephan.com also is another source. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.